From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA will provide additional assistance through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and expand eligibility. Producers who are now eligible and those who need to modify existing applications due to these updates should contact the USDA's Farm Service Agency before February 26th. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports contract producers of swine, broilers, lay hens, chicken eggs, and turkeys who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 because of the pandemic are now eligible. Producers could receive up to 80% of lost revenue, subject to the availability of funds. In response to rising culinary interest in cauliflower, farmers are growing more, and the U.S. has been importing more. The USDA says the increased cauliflower demand has been driven by the popularity of low-carb and gluten-free dietary trends. California farms produce more than three-quarters of the domestic cauliflower crop. USDA says cauliflower imports have risen as consumption has increased. Tyson Foods has agreed to $221.5 million to settle all claims related to the long-running price-fixing lawsuits filed against Tyson and other poultry processing companies, the largest price-fixing settlement to date. Tyson tells agrimarketing.com they do not admit liability as part of the settlement, but believe these settlements were in the best interest of Tyson and its shareholders. Earlier this month, Pilgrim's Pride proposed a settlement of $75 million. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.